is God doing right now?
If God is everywhere, why can't I see him anywhere?
Where is God?
Where is God?
Why is there so much suffering?
Why does God let this happen?
Why won't God answer my prayers?
Who's going to heaven?
How come? Why?
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 What's the point?
What for?
Now it's time for some straight answers to awkward questions with Pastor George Samianch.
Do you have to be baptized to be saved? Hello, this is Straight Answers to Awkward Questions, and I'm George Samietz, pastor at Ascension Lutheran Church in Brandon, Suffolk. As the Christian church finds itself fragmented into denominations, so you will get different answers to this question. As Christians, certainly in countries such as the United Kingdom, live in increasingly pluralistic environments, so such questions can arise academically, neighbours chatting over the fence, so to speak. And also personally, since the numbers of baptisms are falling each year, as parents no longer bring their children for baptism, and questions like this can arise in families when maybe grandparents would like to see a baptism occur, where the parents don't. Whatever the reason for the question, the answer touches on key points in the Christian faith. I recently spoke about baptism in an earlier Straight Answers to Awkward Questions. It was the big picture answer, so to speak, baptism within Christianity. And you can hear that answer on Lutheran Radio UK's podcasts. Today's question is direct and to the point. Do you have to be baptized to be saved? The Lutheran Church answers this question with, baptism is the normal means by which God brings the salvation Jesus has won on the cross to a person so that they may be saved. This has the force of a yes. We want people to be baptized. The Lutheran Church wants people to live in their baptism every day. We want people to have a strong association, a link, between baptism and salvation. Nevertheless, we also recognize two realities which appear to challenge this truth. Firstly, we note that God's people were saved in the Old Testament where there is no Christian baptism. Similarly, the thief on the cross wasn't baptized, as we recall that Jesus said to him, "Truly I say to you, today you will be with me in paradise." So while baptism and salvation are linked, and Peter in his first letter can say in chapter 3, baptism now saves you, we recognize that sometimes circumstances occur where baptism is absent in a context of salvation. I recall a situation in the Barossa Valley of South Australia, which has many Lutheran churches among the vineyards, where a teenager died in a car accident a few days before his baptism. And yet the pastor still preached powerfully on salvation and God's grace in Christ. By the way, pastor's sermons don't send people to heaven or hell, but are to declare what God has done in the life of the deceased as far as one can tell. And so a starting point is baptism and how the deceased regarded it or lived in it. The second reality that challenges a link between baptism and salvation is that it appears that there are numerous people who are baptized, usually, but not always, as babies, who clearly, because they say so, reject the Christian faith, say that Jesus isn't important or real, and make it clear that they don't follow Jesus as his disciple. Here we have baptism and the rejection of faith, and in this case we would say, looking from the outside, so to speak, that if the person who was baptized told us that they rejected their baptism and the salvation given in it, and this was their belief at their death, then baptism does not save them because they have rejected it, rejected Jesus. Baptism isn't magic. Once baptized, always saved is not the teaching of the Christian Church, even if many people think it is. And even if it may appear at times to be the case, should, for example, a person be baptized, then wander from the faith but later in life, maybe even when close to death, but hopefully earlier, return to the faith, then some people might think baptism is magic-like. No. In this case, God is using baptism to achieve its goal and purpose, linking a person to Jesus and his death and resurrection, giving a person all the gifts Jesus won on the cross, salvation, forgiveness of sins, eternal life, saving faith, and the Holy Spirit, and the strength and ability and opportunity to use these gifts to live in their baptism. The reality that people can reject their baptism and their salvation, sad and tragic as this is, doesn't negate the truth that God uses baptism to bring us, personally, salvation. So we conclude that the absence of baptism does not necessarily condemn a person where the rejection of baptism does. Do you have to be baptized to be saved? If this is an academic question, say in Sunday school or Bible study among everyone who is baptized, then strictly we would say no and give the answers I've mentioned above. Baptism is the norm, however, for salvation, and we recognize that exceptions, like the thief on the cross, might occur, and also the sad reality that baptized people might leave the faith and that baptism isn't magic. If, however, the person asking me was not baptized, was searching for answers, was meeting Jesus through his word, was wondering about God, as taught by Christians, that he is Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, if such a person was to ask me, do I have to be baptized to be saved? Then my answer is a strong yes, for in baptism, Jesus links us to himself, grafts us onto him, remember the branches onto the vine, takes us to his cross, you have now died with me, and to his empty grave, you are now alive with me, and death no longer has the final say over you. Yes, I would say to that person, receive baptism, be baptized and be joined to Christ, confess the faith, receive the faith, and live each day in Christ as his new creation. Now, some Christians, not Lutherans, and the world might say that my answer is nonsense, because what is important for salvation is belief in Jesus. Well, I don't deny that. I'm saying that baptism is the personal contact point when an individual can know, can trust, can receive, can believe that Jesus is Lord, and more importantly, that Jesus is my Lord. However, people might counter, but people can believe before they're baptized. And again, I would not say that doesn't happen. The Holy Spirit uses words to bring faith to people. But until baptism occurs, that individual has no strong anchor for the faith. It is for the moment their words, maybe their experience of the faith, looking at the cross to be sure, but there is a distance between Jesus and his cross and empty tomb nearly 2,000 years ago and this believer now. Baptism exists to bring Jesus' cross and empty tomb to us. Baptism is not an empty ritual or an insurance policy that you secretly hope you never have to use, but the most powerful means by which God links us to Jesus, so that when our words fail, when doubts come, when sins trouble us and condemn us, when we wonder at the back of our minds whether Christianity and faith are all just mind games, then we can return to the cross of Jesus, not a long way back in the past, but close to us because of baptism. Baptism is our link, a personal one by which God holds on to us, gives us new life, and says, you are mine. When we say we're baptized, that is a spiritual shorthand for saying, Jesus has died for me, risen for me, and given me life with him. He has saved me, a lost and condemned person, not with silver or gold, but with his own precious blood and his innocent suffering and death. He has done all this because he loves me, and this salvation is mine, not because I believe, help my unbelief, but because Jesus has done it all. Such are the words of faith. Of course, everyone says it in their own way, but the anchor is baptism and the focus is the cross. Jesus describes baptism as a new birth, being born again. It is the normal way for a person to be saved. Now, we know about caesarean sections, another way of being born. Baptism is the normal, the usual, the regular way for people to be saved, to come into God's family, the kingdom of God. If God was to be a midwife who brings someone into his kingdom without baptism, then he is God and gracious, and we will leave him to do that and thank him for it. But we will reject any teaching that then devalues baptism, if it may arise. God, for our salvation, rescued us in Jesus. Jesus told us to make disciples by baptizing and teaching. The biblical witness is clear. God uses and works with means, channels, tools, in this case, words and water. So the church can do nothing else than follow her Lord and do what he has said. Use words and water. Point to words and water. To celebrate the cross, words, and the font, water, not as magic or a meaningless ritual, but as the means of grace that baptism is. That moment when God personally gives people salvation, life with Him, and bids them, follow me, live with me, I love you. Such is baptism. Why would anyone delay? If you'd like some straight answers, send your awkward questions to me, George Samyets, at Lutheran Radio UK. That is at info@lutheranradio.co.uk. Goodbye.